Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two men are dead in grain elevator accident. We've got the story.
Wichita police ask for help in search for a missing woman and her child. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A sale of shoes ends in a shooting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Naramore. A warming trend in the forecast for the next few days, and we could see a little rain. Your full forecast is coming up.
Sedgwick County officials say two people have died after being trapped in a grain elevator south of Wichita. The bodies recovered late Tuesday afternoon at the elevator at Gavilon Grain. Deputy Fire Chief Larry Tangney says emergency crews responded to the site after reports that two workers were trapped.
We had multiple units and agencies called to where we could have the correct resources out here to try to gain access to them.
It was not clear how the men got into the bin or what caused them to become trapped under 20 to 25 feet of grain. No names have been released.
The Wichita Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman and her son.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson said in a news release, 23-year-old Samantha Riggs walked away from her family home at around 10 Sunday morning with her one-year-old child, Matthew. Davidson said the mother is mentally challenged and not capable of taking care of her child without supervision. They may have driven with someone to Manhattan. A photo of the woman and her child can be found in the news story on our webpage, knssradio.com. Anyone with information about their location is asked to call 911 or Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 25-year-old man from Los Angeles suspected of making a hoax emergency call that led to a fatal police shooting of a Wichita man last week is expected to have a hearing as prosecutors seek to have him extradited. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office says prosecutors anticipate filing a fugitive from justice warrant against Tyler Barris today.
A transaction on New Year's Day did not go well for a Wichita man. It turned into a highway robbery and a shooting. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday afternoon in the 1600 block of North Emporia.
He was selling a pair of shoes on the OfferUp app. The male stated that two unknown males in their 20s to 30s arrived in a gray Chevy Impala. And during the sale of these shoes, one of the suspects brandished a firearm and pointed it at the 19-year-old male victim.
During a struggle, the victim was shot one time in his shoulder. He was hospitalized and has since been released. Police believe they might have two potential suspects identified in this case, and they are looking for them.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was in California yesterday. She was surveying the damage from massive wildfires.
I'm pleased to announce that in response to the devastation, the president has declared a major disaster for the counties of Ventura and Santa Barbara, which will release the public assistance. This is an important step towards recovery, and FEMA is prepared to help communities throughout California to rebuild.
The Thomas Fire alone has burned nearly 300,000 acres.
The Senate will start the new year with two new members.
A day after Minnesota Democrat Al Franken made his resignation official, his replacement will be sworn in. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith was appointed by the governor to fill the vacancy. Vice President Mike Pence will also swear in Alabama Democrat Doug Jones, who arrived here saying children's health care funding is a top priority.
There's all the budget issues and all that are facing us, but I've been harping on that CHIP program for a while, hoping that can get done.
Jones won a special election last month, a win that shrinks the Republican Senate majority to just 51 seats. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. A rare occurrence in Lawrence last night in college men's basketball. We'll talk about it in sports and hear from Coach Self in just a few minutes.
Three drive-by shootings in Wichita may be connected. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, third day of the year. On New Year's night, there was gunfire reported minutes apart at three different locations in South Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the first case involved a drive-by shooting at a residence in the 2400 block of South Mosley, where more than 10 shots were fired from a white Chrysler and another car driving slowly down the street. There were three people in the house where multiple bullet holes and shell casings were found in the area. Then, a few minutes later, a case not far away along South Hydraulic.
Officers responded again to another drive-by at a residence in the 1600 block of East Crowley. Upon officers arriving, a 27-year-old male was located inside the residence with a gunshot wound to his leg and also to his shoulder. He was taken to an area hospital with 9 life-threatening injuries.
There were 5 other adults in that house, including a 39-year-old man who suffered a minor injury to his head. Multiple bullet holes also found nearby in another house with 6 people inside, including 2 teenagers and a pair of 11-year-olds. And a few minutes later, officers were alerted about a suspicious character in a Chrysler 300 firing multiple gunshots in the area near Hydraulic and MacArthur. Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies eventually located a stolen Chrysler 300, and a 32-year-old man in the area was apprehended for outstanding arrest warrants. Authorities are still investigating, trying to determine how these cases might be connected.
Employees of some airlines are reaping the benefits of the tax code overhaul.
American and Southwest Airlines say they're giving their employees $1,000 bonuses thanks to savings under the recently enacted GOP tax reform plan. Southwest also says it plans to buy more jets from Boeing while delaying other jet purchases. The Dallas-based airline, which has been profitable, pays cash income taxes and will see immediate benefits from the tax bill signed into law last month. It also says it will donate an extra $5 million to charities this year. American says its bonus payout will cost $130 million. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Despite the Cleveland Browns not winning a single football game this season, well, some fans will be celebrating.
Chris McNeil had planned a parade last year if the Browns had gone 0-16. Those plans failed to come to fruition when Cleveland wound up going 1-15. Well, McNeil will get his parade this time after the Browns became the second team in NFL history to achieve that futile record, as he describes the parade route to Cleveland.com.
We're going to process around the stadium one time.
That parade route forming the number zero. The perfect season parade will now take place Saturday around First Energy Stadium with an anticipated crowd of around 10,000 expected to give Browns fans a reason to smile and, as McNeil says, take a shot at ownership in the front office. By the way, all money raised by the perfect season parade for the Browns will go to the Cleveland Food Bank. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Wednesday morning.
And right now in Wichita, those gasoline prices still around $2.29 a gallon. I'm seeing a couple of places that those prices are coming down just a little bit, though. 55th Street South and Broadway, $2.27. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Narimore. Good morning, Jennifer.
Fast-moving front has been coming through the region. Just some scattered clouds with it. And we're going to start to kick in a gusty north to northwesterly wind as the day goes on. Plenty of sunshine and our high temperature 32. It'll be partly cloudy for tonight. That low back down to the low to mid-teens. Sunny and 35 for tomorrow. Easing back to the low 40s on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Narimore.
Now partly cloudy, 18 degrees, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Coming up on 8:11 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Wednesday morning with a high today of 33. And it's starting to get warmer in our part of the country, but the entire country is, as you know, for the past couple of 3 or 4 days has been, we're in a cold snap, no doubt about it. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manoso is with us this morning from Chicago.
Jeff, how's the weather in Chicago this morning?
It's cold. It feels like it's, you know, sub-zero. We're well below zero, about 16 below zero. It feels like here in the city of Chicago, you add the wind, and it's pretty brutal. A lot of people are bundled up here, if they even get out today.
Give us an overview of the entire country. Where's some of the places where it's really, really bad right now?
You look from the northern plains down in your neck of the woods. Many of us are going through a kind of a midweek warm up, if you can even call it that, before things turn for the worst for many of us. But you look at the south, from Texas to Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida. They're getting snow. They're getting snow. They're freeze warnings. They're dealing with burst pipes. Warming shelters are set up. 29 counties now in Georgia, a state of emergency. Bridges are closed because of icing. And so it's really problematic. And you've got this big, massive storm that's pushing towards the East Coast that's going to bring a foot or more expected up into New England, down to that I-95 corridor, down to, you know, New Jersey and south of D.C. area, expecting snow. It's really the entire East Coast that's going to get hit. And on top of that, it's this just really dangerously cold weather.
Yeah.
Going to be minus 10, minus 20 wind chill in New York City this weekend.
But you look at the South, Jeff, and in parts of America and the Northeast and even in our neck of the woods, we deal with snow and ice pretty well. You get down in Texas and Louisiana, places like that, they don't have any experience with this kind of weather.
They're not as hardy as we are when it comes to this type of weather. You know, they don't have necessarily all the resources. They have to be shipped in. And talking about trucks, salt, sand, or that brine mix that many states use. Even shovels, or even something as simple as like a winter coat. People don't necessarily think that they have to have that kind of stuff in Florida, in Alabama, and in parts of Texas, and so they're not necessarily as prepared. I was doing a story down in North Texas a couple of years ago when an ice storm came through, and basically they just shut down. They stay at home. They sit it out. Because that's really all they can do, because it's too dangerous to get out there. Now with this weather that we're experiencing in many parts of the country, over two dozen states right now, as I'm looking at the weather map, that are under some sort of advisory or warning, you have to talk about exposure. It's so dangerous.
Right.
Even at 30-some degrees in Wichita, it's dangerous to be exposed to that. But when you get down to the single digits or below and then add the wind chill, you're talking about just minutes where hypothermia really can set in, and it's not just people, it's pets, and so it's very dangerous. Several deaths, many of the deaths that are blamed on the cold, really centering around the Midwest. A homeless man in St. Louis found dead. Three people in Wisconsin showed their bodies showed signs of hypothermia as well. And so I can't stress it enough. And you always sound like a broken record this time of year when it comes to cold, but it can be deadly. And so these warnings to stay inside, unless you have to, people really should be taking that advice.
All right, hey Jeff, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonosso in Chicago. Yeah, I've told this story before. Early 80s, I was working at KFH, must have been 81 or 82, and my family had gone, my wife and kids had gone down to her mother's house in Austin, and I think it was for Christmas break, and I had to work the final, like, Friday before, whatever it was, and so I got off work and drove to Texas and hit ice about, north of Denton, and Dallas was shut down completely. I drove across Dallas by myself, practically, and they didn't know how to handle it. So that's kind of echoing what Jeff Bonosso, Fox News Radio, was saying right there. In the South, they don't have, here in Wichita, our public works guys, we've got some sand and stuff built up and ready to go, right, every year.
And it's that same way in Atlanta and Nashville. And they just get a dusting of snow or ice in Atlanta, and it's done.
And we always would joke that the first time we get some sort of ice on the roadways in Wichita, our drivers have to learn to drive all over again.
Yeah, it kind of seems that way, doesn't it?
And, you get to 59,000 wrecks out there. But, things are going pretty smooth right now in Wichita. We'll take it for what it is as we head toward, we're at midweek.
First week
already.
Of the year. Yeah, how about that? Alaska Airlines calling an exterminator after the company says a rat boarded one of its planes at Oakland International Airport in California and forced it to cancel the flight. The airline says passengers were boarding the Portland, Oregon-bound flight Tuesday when the rat jumped from the jetway onto the plane. Now, that is one cheeky...
I love this.
That's one cheeky rodent right there.
There's got to be video of this.
Passengers already on board came off, and the plane was taken out of service. Alaska Airlines says it will resume using the plane when a professional exterminator certifies it is rodent-free.
Yeah, call the Orkin man.
And the aircraft will also be inspected for any damage. Obviously, you know, if there's a rat running around on there, it could be chewing through the wires.
Yeah.
And the first thing you know, you got
to look at those little tiny bottles of liquor.
Yeah. Are they missing? Has a rat been into the vodka down there? Did you see this? You've heard of, you know, we've had snakes on the plane, and now we got rats on the plane.
I love it.
Alaska Airlines, we're rodent-free this year. Okay. Well, we like to use the unusual, tell you the unusual stories here with Steve and Ted. It's 8:17. It's time for sports with Ted Woodward, and Ted has a pretty unusual story to share today. It's not rats on a plane, but it's, you know, it's Raiders in the field house.
Yeah,
right?
And something happened last night that had never happened. Texas Tech in college men's basketball had never won a game in Lawrence until last night. 18th-ranked Texas Tech visiting 10th-ranked Kansas. The Jayhawks were favored by 7 points, but they never were in this game. Texas Tech was hot early, took a big lead by halftime, and the Jayhawks never able to come back in a quiet Allen Fieldhouse. You heard the game last night. It was on KFH.
Now you're down a baker's dozen with 9:25 to go. Still plenty of time. But the problem is, Greg, this lead's going the wrong direction.
Yeah, no momentum, no mojo, nothing right now. We've seen that before. We saw magic in a bottle last year against West Virginia. But do you have the type of personnel to turn it on and off that quick?
Well, it didn't happen for the Jayhawks last night. Tech won the game 85-73, Texas Tech's seventh win in a row. Damn. Their first win ever in Lawrence. They had been 0-17 all time on the road at Kansas until that win last night. KU, in fact, had beaten the Red Raiders 16 times in a row overall. That streak comes to an end. The Jayhawks had won their home conference opener 11 years in a row. That streak goes by the wayside as well, as KU never could get the shooting going last night. 0-for-12 from three-point range in the second half. And KU was getting out-rebounded badly. Texas Tech got 18 offensive rebounds on their way to pounding the Jayhawks by plus 15 on the boards. So Texas Tech was had it revved up in a lot of different areas, and KU just never really was able to fight back. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
They were by far the best team. They were better coached. They were more prepared. They were tougher. They were faster. You know, it was a beatdown. You know, I don't even know if it's a 12-point game. It felt like more than that to me because we cut to six a couple of times, and then we let them get easy baskets.
Sure, the coach is looking forward to tonight's KU basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. I'm sure he'll be in a better frame of mind tonight.
It should be
looking
interesting.
Ahead. He'll be looking ahead by tonight.
Interesting. Yeah.
That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. A little college football news. Kansas State will not be looking for a head coach yet. Kansas State head coach Bill Snyder says he'll be back for at least one more season. Coach says, as long as I'm in good health, as long as I can make a positive impact on the program, I want to be the coach. So Coach Snyder will be back. He beat throat cancer within the past year. He is back for his 27th season now as head coach at Kansas State. He's already in the College Football Hall of Fame. 78-year-old Bill Snyder will come back for at least another year at K-State.
What were you doing in 1989 when he became the K-State football coach? 1989. You were at Notre Dame by then, weren't you?
That was the year I graduated. Oh. So I was just graduating college and entering the Wichita workforce
time. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So Bill Snyder. Still
78.
At it.
78.
Wow. Yep. Pretty good deal. He'll be back at K-State.
Yeah.
We got a little JUCO men's basketball tonight for you. Butler Community College after the Christmas break. Back at it at Pratt tonight. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 7:45 tonight. And that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And I know we talked about the Jayhawk basketball loss last night, but let's flashback to a good Jayhawk memory. 10 years ago on this very day, the Orange Bowl in college football. 8th-ranked Kansas, 5th-ranked Virginia Tech. And under head coach Mark Mangino, the Jayhawks won that game 24-21. First and only ever win in a BCS bowl game for the Jayhawks. They finished that year 12-1. They ended up ranked number 7 in the nation. And it was most wins ever for KU in a season. 12-1.
Now I'm going to challenge you. The Jayhawks played in an Orange Bowl in the late 60s as well.
That was, 1969.
Did they not win that one then? Or
I believe they did.
Or just, did you say BCS, though? It's a different team.
Yeah. I was talking about the BCS.
Yeah, we're talking about that team.
KU had not been in the Orange Bowl in almost 40 years when they played in that one. Yeah.
About that team with Bobby Douglas, Riggins, and John Zook and those people.
So there's a couple notable KU Orange Bowl wins over the years.
But they've been few and far between, man.
The most recent one was 10 years ago today. And, Steve, so the Jayhawks won 12 games that year. How many games have they won in the 10 years since?
11?
Well, a little more. 28.
So
in the decade since then, they're averaging 2.8 wins per season. So 10 years ago today, the Jayhawks were a top 10 team. And 10 years later, they're probably a bottom 10 team. They're not very good.
That's too bad.
But we remember the good times from 10 years ago.
And the K-State Wildcat fans are saying, so what? We still got K-State, right?
Yeah. Always that. Yeah, sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Positive developments for the Trump administration. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.